This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. And then there were 18. That's the number of schools that have closed their doors early this week due to an outbreak of the norovirus. Yesterday, County Health reported that two schools in Rio Dell, Eagle Creek Elementary and Monument Middle School, along with Ridgewood and Cutton Schools and Fieldbrook Elementary, would all close early. The norovirus has sickened students across the county, and it began last week. That's when the three schools in the South Bay School District announced that they would be closed this week after more than 100 children had fallen sick. Eureka City Schools followed suit yesterday, and all the schools will return to a full schedule following the New Year holiday. The Sheriff's Office has identified the two deputies who were involved in a shooting incident in Ferndale last Saturday. Deputy Rosalie Freyas and Deputy Sergeant Greg Musson were the first law enforcement personnel on scene when they were fired upon by Hugo Aguirre. Freyas suffered a wound to her left shoulder and is expected to make a full recovery. Musson was uninjured, and both remain on administrative leave while the investigation into the shooting is underway. A Humboldt County probation officer spotted a suspected stolen vehicle being driven near West Haven and Spring Streets in Eureka yesterday, and that led to a high-risk traffic stop by Eureka police. The car, which was confirmed to have been stolen, was being driven by 38-year-old Eureka resident and parolee Adam Rapp. He was taken into custody without incident, and it was the spray paint job on the stolen Toyota Tacoma that caught the probation officer's attention and led to the stop. The truck had been reported stolen by the CHP, and Rapp was booked into county jail. A man talking on a cell phone while driving through Eureka led police officers on a vehicle pursuit before he was finally chased down near Harrison East Streets in Eureka just after 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. 31-year-old Eureka resident Perry Bailey, who had multiple warrants out in his name, decided to flee the scene when the officer attempted a traffic stop. He raced across city streets until he pulled over and then fled on foot. Officers caught up with him, ordered him to the ground, and arrested him without incident. Bailey was found in possession of heroin and meth and was booked on a list of charges. The sheriff's office is searching for a man wanted in connection with a stabbing that left a second man with a knife wound to the torso. The incident occurred at about 10:30 on Wednesday night at a residence in Fields Landing. The victim, who was interviewed by police at the hospital, said that he and a roommate, identified as 23-year-old Lee Allen Conaboy, had gotten into a verbal altercation that soon escalated to physical when Conaboy stabbed him with a knife. Deputies responded to the scene on West Avenue, but Conaboy had fled, and he remains at large. A surveillance photo of a man who stole a handgun from a Garberville business Tuesday morning has been posted by the sheriff's office. The suspect stole a recently purchased handgun from the business while the owner helped a customer. He and a second suspect fled the scene in a silver sedan with black rims, and they remain at large. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.